SBS Radio.
Sa dugong Pilipino, wala nang paparis pa sa ligayang dulot ng mainit na kanin sa kahit anong ulam. Maigi na lamang ay may mga magsasaka tulad ng mag-asawang Lee Vial at Sue Pretty na patuloy na nagsasaka ng palay dito mismo sa Australia para siguraduhin may kanin sa bawat hapag ng pamilyang Pilipino dito. At hindi lamang yan ang nag-uugnay sa mag-anak sa kulturang Pinoy. 4 na taong nanirahan ang kanilang pamilya sa Pilipinas, kasama ang kanilang 2 anak. Sina Lee at Sue ay kapwa nagtrabaho sa International Rice Research Institute o IRI sa Los Baños, Laguna. At ngayon, si Lee ay kabilang sa Board of Directors ng Sunrice, ang pinakamalaking producer at exporter ng bigas mula dito sa Australia. Kilalanin natin si Dr. Lee Vial sa panayam nating ito mula sa kanyang tahanan sa Swan Hill, Victoria, isa sa mga lugar na kabilang sa rehiyon ng Riverina, ang literal na palabigasan ng Australia.
I grew up on a farm in southern New South Wales. After finishing an agricultural science degree, I did return here to the farm for some time. We have a mixed farm. It grows rice, it grows winter crops, wheat, barley, canola. It also produces wool and sheep meat. But I always wanted to contribute something to agriculture in the developing world because I could certainly perceive that even small changes can provide a lot of benefit to a lot of people. As the years went by, I began exploring different opportunities to try and contribute to agriculture in the developing world.
Hindi naglaon ay napadpad silang mag-anak sa Asia, kung saan ay nasimulang tuparin ni Lee ang kanyang kagustuhang makapaglingkod sa sektor ng agrikultura.
A very fateful holiday that my wife Sue took in early 2003. She visited Northern Thailand and Laos. Came back and said, I want to live in Laos. Let's go. For the next few years, we devised the context where we could work and live in Laos. And in early 2008, we left. Our youngest son Rory was 1.5 and our eldest son Digby was 4. Best 3.5 years of our life. It was a wonderful time. And then early to mid 2010, I got a phone call. And it was from the HR division of IRI. I was asked whether I'd consider applying for the position of heading the experiment station at IRI.
Kilala ang IRI o International Rice Research Institute sa mahigit na 50 taon ng pananaliksik at kontribusyon nito sa agrikultura. Layunin ng IRI na agapan ang malawakang pagkagutom sa mga mahihirap na bansa lalo na sa Asia. At sa lumalaking sularanin ng pagbabago ng klima o climate change, kaakibat nito ang lalong humihirap na mga kondisyon sa pagsasaka. Bilang manager ng experiment station sa IRI, tungkulin ni Lee na pamahalaan ang pasilidad na tutulong sa pananaliksik at pagbuo ng mga uri ng bigas na aakma sa kasalukuyang hamon ng climate change.
It was founded in the early 1960s. It produced the world's first Green Revolution rice, IR8.
And
high-yielding variety that doubled yields in Asia and remains a peak rice research institution in the world. So they asked if I'd consider taking on that role, and in early to mid 2011, we arrived. We found that we enjoyed the Philippines just as much as Laos.
So can you tell us of the work that you did with IRI in all the 4 years that you lived there in the Philippines?
I was tasked with a team to take a modernization process, or at least begin it, to bring more modern techniques to the experiment station, because what IRI has to contribute to the rice growing world has changed. 50 years ago, it was about breeding high yielding rice for a favorable environment where it would be transplanted in a traditional way and harvested. Now, IRI has a much bigger focus on unfavorable environments, flooded environments, drought-prone environments. Right across the rice-growing world, the methods for growing rice are changing because there's not so much labor available anymore. So IRI has to breed rice suitable for those methods.
But to help us visualize exactly that area of work that you did, a lot of people have been getting interested with the new rice varieties that were developed, salt-tolerant rice or flood-tolerant rice. What does a facility for submergence rice look like? What do you do? So you simulate a flood?
Yeah, so it looks like a big swimming pool. The gene for submergence tolerance is known. It's called the SUB1 gene. The gene is introduced to a range of different varieties, and then those varieties have to be re-screened. The floods have to be imposed on those varieties to look at how they behave as a whole plant, because the whole plant is not just one gene. Then you have to look about how it behaves. Maybe there's unintended disease consequences or something like that. So you still have to do what we call screen, and that's where you line up thousands of varieties that all have submergence tolerance. You're flooding them all and seeing which ones were good, which ones were not, blah, blah, blah. So you need to provide facilities. So we expanded those facilities. We improved the way that water was handled so that we weren't wasting so much water. So we devised a system for recycling the water back to be supplied again, and that was important. Salt tolerance, you do the same. We arranged an area that has a high salt content so that the plants can be exposed to high salinity levels.
For those people who don't realize that salinity, high salt content in water or in soil, is quite a huge problem in rice production. Which areas in the world is this a prevalent problem?
That's a good point. So low-lying areas near the sea, the deltas in Vietnam, deltas in Myanmar, deltas in Bangladesh, in India, and importantly, in many places in the Philippines. And I think there'll be some listeners who would identify with that. They know areas where rice is grown very close to the sea. Effects of salt can affect the rice, particularly as sea levels are rising. Salt tolerance is important.
Having lived in the Philippines for about 4 years, because obviously it's a staple, how did you see it being an important part of the Filipino culture?
Well, it's an essential part of Filipino culture. I mean, it's a central point to eating and to culture in the Philippines. From growing palay to harvesting palay to eating bagas. And it's at the center of every meal, so I got quite used to eating rice all the time. Courtesy of us being in the Philippines, I now have two sons who are rice connoisseurs. My elder son, who's now at boarding school, says he loves the food at the boarding house except for the rice. He says they make terrible rice. So it was a delight to be part of a culture where rice is so central, because here in Australia, rice is a part, but it's not central to our cuisine. It's not central to our culture.
What do you miss about living in Asia, or living in the Philippines specifically?
Oh, I miss a lot of things. I miss the culture a lot. I'm very agreeable with Asian culture, be it a Lao culture or a Filipino culture. A culture of patience, culture of seeking sort of common understanding, culture of not so much aggression. I enjoyed that.
But having worked in the rice industry and rice research in the Philippines, what sort of learnings have you found to be very useful being back in the rice industry here in Australia?
I guess the world of growing rice is a lot bigger than what we perceive from Australia. I think when I left to come to Asia in 2008, I wasn't patient enough. So I learned perhaps two things. Good things come to those who wait. And also, be careful what you wish for. I've certainly been guilty of being focused on a particular thing, only discover later that I was actually focusing on the wrong thing. And sometimes it pays to look around and ask others' guidance, because sometimes it's better to change what you're aiming for along the way. And I enjoyed that.
Dr. Leroy Vial, thank you very much for your time.
It's a pleasure.
Sa susunod na mga yugto ng ating ulat ukol sa mahal nating bigas, kikilalanin natin ang ilan pang mga magsasaka dito sa Australia para alamin kung gaano nga ba kalaking negosyo ang pagsasaka ng palay sa kabila ng mahabang kasaysayan ng malubhang tagtuyot dito sa bansa. Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.